Track 9. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a hotel receptionist and a caller making a reservation. In the exam, you will have 20 seconds to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Silver Tulip Hotel, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Ah, yes. Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room for next Friday.
Certainly, sir. How many nights will you be staying?
Just one, please.
The caller says he will be staying for just one night, so one is the answer here. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Silver Tulip Hotel, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Ah, yes. Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room for next Friday.
Certainly, sir. How many nights will you be staying?
Just one, please.
And would you like a single or double room?
A double room, please.
A double room. And would you like twin beds or a king-size bed?
A king-sized bed, please.
Let me see. Yes, we do have a double room available for next Friday. Would you like me to book it for you?
Yes, please.
Could I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Edward Francis.
Is that F-R-A-N-C-E-S?
No, it's F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
Yes, that's right.
And your home address, please, sir?
Yes, it's 23 Cypress Avenue, Cambridge.
Is that C-Y-P-R-U-S?
No, C-Y-P-R-E-S-S, like the tree.
Oh, I see. And your postcode is?
CB39NF.
And it's just for one night?
Yes, that's right.
We can reserve a parking space for you. Are you coming by car?
Actually, I'll be taking a taxi from the station.
That's fine. And one last question. Would you like dinner and breakfast?
No dinner, thank you. But I'd like breakfast.
Just breakfast. So, to confirm, you're arriving on Friday the 16th of April and leaving on Saturday the 17th. That's one night in a double room with a king-size bed with breakfast.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, in the exam, you will have 20 seconds to look at questions 8 to 10. Track 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 8 to 10.
And could I have your mobile number, please?
Yes, it's 07976 122 577. No, sorry, it's been changed. It's 07961 121 597.
07961 121 597. Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I'm having dinner with a friend. Could you recommend a good restaurant nearby?
That would be the Winston Churchill. It's about a mile from here.
Perfect. Could you please make a reservation for 7 p.m. and leave a message with the details for my friend when he arrives?
Certainly. What is the gentleman's name?
Mr. Alawi. That's A-L-A-O-U-I.
No problem. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
That is the end of section one. In the exam, you will have half a minute to check your answers.
Section two. You will hear a representative from a holiday company called PS Camping giving a talk about the holidays the company organises. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 16.
Thank you all for coming to my talk this evening. It's nice to see so many people in the audience. For those of you who don't know very much about PS Camping, let me start by giving you some background information about the company. The company started 25 years ago. It actually opened as a retail chain selling camping equipment. And then, 20 years ago, it bought a small number of campsites in the UK and began offering camping holidays. The company grew rapidly and has been providing holidays in continental Europe for the last 15 years. If you book a camping holiday with us, you'll have a choice of over 300 sites. In Italy, we now have some 64 sites that we either own or have exclusive use of. France is where we have the majority of sites, and we currently have a project to expand into Switzerland. We also have a number of sites in northern Spain, particularly in the mountainous region of Picos de Europa. We've upgraded all these Spanish sites and improved them considerably from their original three-star rating. We believe our holidays offer superb facilities for the whole family. Parents who want their children to be fully occupied for all or part of the day can take advantage of our children's activities. These are organised by our well-qualified and enthusiastic staff. Each day kicks off with a sports match, perhaps football or volleyball, followed by an hour of drama for everyone. This may include singing or dancing, mime or other activities. In the afternoon, there's a different art activity for each day of the week, including a poster competition or model making. What's more, our sites are truly child-friendly, and with this in mind, we operate a no-noise rule in the evenings. Children's evening activities usually finish at 9:30, or occasionally 10, and from 10:30, holidaymakers are expected to be quiet in the areas where there are tents. We want nothing to go wrong on a PS Camping holiday, but if it does, we also want all our customers to be insured. If you haven't organised an annual insurance policy of your own, you'll need to take out the low-cost cover we offer, and we require that you arrange this when you make your holiday reservation. There are many advantages to choosing PS Camping and to recommending it to others. As a regular customer, you'll be kept informed of special offers, and your friends can benefit from 10% off their holiday, or book a luxury tent for the price of a standard one. In return, we'll send you a thank you present, which you can choose from a list of high-quality items.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
When it comes to our tents, these are equipped to the highest standard. We really do think of every essential detail, from an oven and cooking rings fueled by bottled gas to mirrors in the bedroom areas. If you don't want to cook indoors, you can borrow a barbecue if you ask in advance for one to be made available. And there's even a picnic blanket to sit on outside your tent. Inside, a box of games and toys can be found, and children's tents can be hired if required. All tents have a fridge. And if you want to spend the day on the beach, for example, ask for a specially designed PS camping cool box, which will keep your food and drinks chilled. There are excellent washing facilities at all our sites, with washing machines and clotheslines in the central areas, along with mops and buckets in case your tent needs cleaning during your stay. All sites have a cafe and or a shop for those who'd rather eat in than dine at a local restaurant.
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.